This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
Well, I'd like to read to you. It's called Brick Flats. Brick Flats is the name of a very small hamlet. Four houses only, all of them very old, in the dales of the Pennine Mountains. The language used contains one or two words with which Americans are not likely to be familiar, from the north of England, and others which they probably know but don't use every day, like the word fell for mountainside, or the word beck for a river. It doesn't matter. The words that you don't understand explain themselves in the context, or even if they don't, I think the sound of the phone will carry you over them. The place names are either those around Brick Flats, which is on the river Rawley, or those from the north coast of Northumberland, near Lindisfarne, the Holy Island, and the Farne Islands, which were the scene of St. Cuthbert's hermitage, where he preached to the seabirds and the seals. I think that's really all that I need to say before letting steam start off.
Thank you.
Each pebble its part for the fell's late spring. Dance tiptoe, bull, black against May. Ridiculous and lovely, chase hurdling shadows morning into noon. May on the bull's hide, and through the dale furrows fill with May, paving the slow worm's way. A mason times his mallet to a lark's twitter, listening while the marble rests, lays his rule at a letter's edge, fingertips checking, till the stone spells a name, naming none, a man abolished. Painful lark, laboring to rise. The solemn mallet says, in the grave's slot, he lies, we rot. Decay thrusts the blade, wheat stands in excrement, trembling, rothy trembles, tongue stumbles, ears err for fear of spring. Rub the stone with sand, wet sandstone rending roughness away, fingers ache on the rubbing stone. The mason says, rocks happen by chance. No one here bolts the door, love is so sore. Stone, smooth as skin, cold as the dead, they load on a low lorry by night. The moon sits on the fell, but it will rain. Under sacks on the stone, two children lie. Hear the horse stale, the mason whistle, harness mutter to shaft, fellow to axle, squeak. Rut, thud the rim, crushed grit. Stocking to stocking, jersey to jersey, head to a hard arm, they kiss under the rain, bruised by their marble bed. In Garsdale, dawn. At Hawes, tea from the can. Rain stops, sacks steam in the sun, they sit up, copper wire moustache, sea reflecting eyes, and Baltic plain song speech declare, by such rocks men killed blood axe. Fierce blood throbs in his tongue, lean words, skulls cropped for steel caps huddle around Stainmore, their becks ring on limestone, whisper to Pete. The clogged cart pushes the horse downhill. In such soft air they trudge and sing, laying the tune frankly on the air. All sounds fall still. Fellside bleat, hide and seek, peewit. Her pulse, their pace, palm countering palm, till a trench is filled. Stone white as cheese jeers at the dale. Knotty wood, hard to rive, smoulders to ash. Smell of October apples. The road again at a trot. Wetter, warmed, they watch the mason meditate on name and date. Rain rinses the road. The bull screams and laments. Sour rye porridge from the hob, with cream and black tea, meat, crust and crumb. Her parents in bed, the children dry their clothes. He has untied the tape of her striped flannel drawers before the range. Naked on the pricked rag mat, his fingers comb thatch of his manhood's home. Gentle, generous voices weave over bare night words to confirm and delight till bird dawn. Rainwater from the butt she fetches and flannel to wash him inch by inch, kissing the pebbles. Shining slowworm, part of the marvel. The mason stirs. Words, pens are too light. Take a chisel to write. Every birth a crime, every sentence life. Wiped of mold and mites, would the ball run true? No hope of going back. Hounds falter and stray. Shame deflects the pen. Love murdered neither bleeds nor stifles, but jogs the draftsman's elbow. What can he change? Tell her, changed, perhaps dead. Delight dwindles. Blame stays the same. Brief words are hard to find. Shapes to carve and discard. Blood axe, King of York, King of Dublin, King of Orkney. Take no notice of tears. Letter the stone to stand over love laid aside, lest insufferable happiness impede flight to stain more, to trace lark, mallet, becks, flocks, and axe knocks. Dung will not soil the slow worm's mosaic. Breathless lark drops to nest in sodden trash. Rawly truculent, dingy. Drudge at the mallet, the may is down. Fog on fells. Guilty of spring and spring's ending. Amputated years ache after the bull is beef. Love, a convenience. it is easier to die than to remember. Name and date, split in soft slate, a few months obliterate.
Thank you.
inclined to walk among the bogus, nothing to authenticate the mission imposed, despised by toadies, confidence men, kept boys, shocked and jailed, cleaned out by whores, touching acquaintance for food and tobacco, secret, solitary, a spy, he gauges lines of a Flemish horse hauling beer, the angle, obtuse, a slut's blouse draws on her chest, counts beat against beat, bus conductor against engine, against wheels, against the pedal, Tottenham Court Road, decodes thunder, scans porridge bubbling, pipes clanking, feels Buddha's basalt cheek, but cannot name the ratio of its curves to the half pint left breast of a girl who bared it in Kleinfeld's. He lies with one to long for another. Sick, self-maimed, self-hating, obstinate, mating beauty with squalor to beget lines stillborn. You, who can calculate the course of a biased bow, shall I come near the jack? What twist can counter the force that holds back Wood's eye roll? You, who elucidate the disk hubbed by the sun, shall I see autumn out? Or the 50 years at risk be lost, doubt in what's begun. Under his right oxter, the loom of his sweep, the pilot turns from the wake. Thole pins shred where the oar leans, grommets renewed, tallowed, halyards fracked to the shrouds. Crew grunt and gasp. Nothing he sees, they see but hate and serve. Unscarred ocean, days swerve, swells poise pursuit. He blends, balances, drawing leagues under the keel. To race cold cliffs where tides knot fringes of weed. No tilled acre, gold scarce, walrus tusk, whalebone, white bear's liver, scurvy gnaws, steading smell, hearths crackle, crabs, shingle, seracs on the icefall, summer is bergs and fogs, lichen on rocks. Who cares to remember a name cut in ice or be remembered? Wind writes in foam on the sea. Who sang? Sea takes, brawn, brine, bone, grit, keener the kittiwake, fells forget him, fathoms dull the dale, gulf weed voices, about ship, sweat in the south, go bare because the soil is adorned, sunset, the color of a boiled louse, deep sluice or level, parts of the sewer ferment faster, days jerk, dawdle, fidget towards the cesspit, Love is a vapor, we're soon through it. Flying fish follow the boat, delicate wings, blue, grace on flick of a tissue tail, the water surface between appetite and attainment, flexible, unrepetitive line to sing, not paint. Sing, sing, laying the tune on the air, nimble and easy as a lizard, still and sudden as a gecko. To humiliate love, remember nothing. It tastes good, garlic and salt in it, with the half sweet white wine of Orvieto on scanty grass under great trees where the ramparts cuddle Lucca. It sounds right, spoken on the ridge between marine olives and hillside blue figs, under the breeze fresh with pollen of Apennine sage. It feels soft, weed thick in the cave, and the smooth, wet rinse of Antonietta's bathing suit, mouth ajar for submarine Amalfitan kisses. It looks well on the page, but never well enough. Something is lost when wind, sun, sea, upbraid justly an unconvinced deserter. White marble, stained like a urinal, cleft in Apuan Alps, always trickling, apt to the saw, ice and wedge, split it or well-measured cordite shots, while paraffin pistons rap, saws rip, and clamor is clad in stillness. Clouds echo marble middens, sugar white, that cumber the road stones travel to list the names of the dead. There is a lot of Italy in churchyards. See on the left, the Garfagnana over the wall, La Chiesa flaking to hillside fiddlers above Parma, melancholy, swift with light bow blanching the dance. Grease mingles with sweat on the thrashing floor. Frogs, grasshoppers drape the rice in sound. Tortoise deep in dust or muzzled bear capering punctuate the text whose initial lost in Lindisfarne plaited lines stands for discarded love. Wind from rock, flame and ore, crucibles pour sand and ingots, heat and hammer draw out a bar, wheel and water grind an edge, no worn tool whittles stone, but a reproached uneasy mason, shaping evasive ornament, litters his yard with flawed fragments. Loaded with mail of linked lies, what weapon can the king lift to fight when chance-met enemies employ sly sword and shoulder-piercing pike? Pressed into the mire, trampled and hewn till a knife in whose hand severs tight neck cords, axe rusts, spine picked bare by ravens, agile maggots devour the slack side and inert brain never wise. What witnesses he had life, raveled and worn past splice, yarns falling to staple, rhyme on the bent, the beck ice, there will be nothing on stain more to hide void, no sable to disguise what he wore under the lies. King of Orkney, King of Dublin, twice King of York, where the tide stopped till long flight from who knows what smile, scowl, disgust, or delight ended in bale on the fell side. Starfish, poinsettia on a half-tide crag, a galliard by bird. Anemones, spiked colors of ornament, but design the pool to their grouping. The hermit crab is no grotesque in such company. Asian vultures riding on a spiral column of dust, or swift desert ass startled by the camel's dogged saunter, figures sudden light of the descant on a madrigal by Monteverdi. But who will entune a bogged orchard, its blossom gone, fruit unformed, where hunger and damp hush the hive? A disappointed July, full of codling moth and ragged lettuces. Yet a row are there, rise to the fence, insolent. A scared vixen cringes, red against privet stems as a mazurka, and rat gray, rummaging behind the compost heap, has daring to thread, lithe and alert, Schoenberg's maze. Riding silk, adrift on noon, a spider gleams like a berry, less black than cannibal slug, but no less pat under elders, where shadows themselves are a web. So is summer held to its contract, and the year solvent. But men, driven by storm, fret, reminded of sweltering Crete, and passive Phae's pungent sweat, who heard the god bull's feet scattering sand, breathed bire stink, yet stood with expectant hand to guide his seed to its soil. Nor did flesh flinch, distended by the brute, nor loaded spirit sink, till it had gloried in unlike creation. Thank you. down into dust and reeds at the patrolled bounds where captives thicken to gaze, slither companions, wary, armed, whose torches straggle, seeking charred hearths to define a road. Day, dim, laps at the shore in petulant ripples, soon smoothed in night, of pebbles worn by tabulation till only the shell of figures is left as fragile honeycomb breeze. Tides of day strew the shingle, tides of night sweep, snoring. And some turned back, taught by dreams the year would capsize where the bank quivers, paved with gulls stunned on a cliff, not hard to climb, muffled in flutter, scored by beaks, pestered by scavengers whose palms scoop droppings to mold cakes for hungry towns. One plucked fruit warm from the arse of his companion, who, making to beat him, he screamed, "Astor! Astor!" But Astor raised dung-thickened lashes to stare, disdaining those who cried, "Sweet shit, by!" For he swears in the market, "By God, with whom I lunched, there is no trash in the wheat my loaf is kneaded from, nor will unprofitable motion stir the stink that settles around him." Leave given, we would have slaughtered the turd bakers, but neither whip gnawing lizard eyes at boys gnawed by the wolf. Past beveled downs, gray marshes, where some souse in brine long rotted corpses, others, deedier, sneak through saltings to snatch toe, forearm, ear, and on gladly to hill's briar and bramble vest, where beggars advertise rash, chancre, fistula, to hug glib shoulders, mingle herpetic limbs with stumps, and cosset the mad. Some the laughing stone disables, whom giggle and snicker waste till fun suffocates them. Beyond, we heard the teeming falls of the dead, saw Celts fall back long-jawed without flesh, cruel by appetite beyond its term, straining to bright gravel spawning pools. Eddies batter them, borne down to the sea, archipelago of galaxies, zero suspending the world. Banners, purple and green, flash from its walls, pennants of red, orange blotched pale on blue, glimmer of ancient arms to pen and protect mankind. But we desired Macedonia, the rocky meadows, horses, barley pancakes, incest, and familiar games, to end in our place by our own wars, and deemed the peak unscalable. But he reached to a crack in the rock with some scorn, resolute, though in doubt, traversed limestone to gabbro, file sharp, skinning his fingers, and granite, numb with ice, in air too thin to bear up a gnat, scrutinizing holds while they lasted, groping for holes in the dark, till the morning star reflected in the glazed crag, and other light not of the sun, dawning from above, lit feathers sweeping snow, and the limbs of Israfel, trumpet in hand, intent on the east, cheeks swollen to blow, whose sigh is Cirrus. Yet delay, when will the signal come to summon man to his clay? Heart slow, nerves numb, and memory, he lay on glistening moss by a spring, as a woodman dazed by an adder's sting, barely within recall, tests the rebate tossed to him, so he ascertained moss and bracken, a cold squirm snaking his flank, and breath leaked to his ear. I am neither snake nor lizard, I am the slow worm. Ripe wheat is my lodging, I polish my side on pillars of its transept, gleam in its occasional light, its swaying copies my gate. Waltz stored with slugs to relish, I quilt a litter of husks, I prosper lying low, little concerned, my eyes sharpen when I blink. Good luck to reaper and miller, grubs adhere even to stubble. Come plow time, the ditch is near. Sycamore seed twirling, oh, writhe to its measure, dust swirling scans pleasure, forms prance in a gale, in air snow flickers, twigs tap, elms drip. Swaggering, shimmering fall, drench and towel us all. So he rose and led home silently through clean woodland, where every bough repeated the slow worm's song. Thank you. grass caught in willow tells the flood's height that has subsided. Over falls, sketch a ledge to be bared tomorrow. No angler homes with empty creel, though mist dims day. I hear an iron number the dead, his nicked voice. Slight moon limps after the sun, a closing door stirs smoke's flow above the grate, jangle to scald, battle, journey, to priest, Latin is bland. Rats have left no potatoes fit to roast, the gamey tang recalls ibex guts, steaming under a cold ridge, tomcat stink of a leopard dying while I stood, easing the bolt to dwell on a round shining rim. I hear an iron number the dead, and rejoice, being adult male of a merciless species. Today's posts are piles to drive into the Quaggy Pass, on which impermanent palaces balance. I see an iron's pectoral muscles swell under his shirt, pacing between the game Ida left to rat and raven. Young men, tall yesterday, with cabled thighs. Red deer move less warily since their bows drop. Girls in Teesdale and Wensleydale wake discontent. Clear Kimmerick voices carry well this autumn night, an iron and taliesin, cruel owls for whom it is never altogether dark, crying before the rules made poetry a pedant's game. Columba, Columbanus, as the soil shifts its vest, Adam and Cuthbert put on daylight, wires of sharp western metal entangled in its soft web, many shuttles as midges darting. Not for bodily welfare, nor pauper theorems, but splendor to splendor, accepting nothing that is. Let the fox have his fill, patient leech and weevil. Cattle refer the rising of Sirius to their hedge horizon. Runts murder the sacred calves of the sea by rule, heedless of herring, gull, surf, and the text carved by waves on the skerry. Can you trace shuttles thrown like drops from a fountain, spray, mist of spider lines, bearing the rainbow, quoits round the draped moon, shuttles that like random dust desert whirlwinds hoy at their tormenting sun. Follow the clue patiently, and you will understand nothing. Lice in its seams, despise the jacket shrunk to the world's core, crawl with toil to glimpse from its shoulder walls of flame which, could they reach, they'd crackle like popcorn in a skillet. As the player's breath warms the fipple, the tone clears. It is time to consider how Domenico Scarlatti condensed so much music into so few bars, with never a crabbed turn or congested cadence, never a boast or a see here, and stars and lakes echo him, and the copse drums out his measure, snow peaks are lifted up in moonlight and twilight, and the sun rises on an acknowledged land. My love is young, but wise. Oak, apple wood, her fire is banked with ashes till day. The bells reek of her heart's scent. Her girdle is greased with lard. Hunger is stayed on her settle, lust in her bed. Like the spider floss her hair on my cheek, which a puff scatters. Light as a moth her fingers on my thigh. We have eaten and loved, and the sun is up. We have only to sing before parting. Goodbye, dear love. Her scones are greased with fat of fried bacon. Her blanket comforts my belly like the south. We have eaten and loved, and the sun is up. Goodbye. Applewood, hard to ride. Its knots smolder all day. Cobweb hair on the morning, a puff would blow it away. Rime is crisp on the bent, ruts stone hard, frost spangles fleece. What breeze will fill that sleeve, lip of the line? A boy's jet steams from the wall, time from the year, tear from deed and undoing. Shamble, cold, content with beer and pickles, towards a taciturn lodging amongst strangers. Where rats go, go I, accustomed to penury, filth, disgust, and fury. Evasive to persist, reject the bait, yet gnaw the best. My bony feet sully shelf and dresser, keeping a beat in the dark, rap on lap till dogs bark at sleep. Shade slides from the bed. Valiant, when hunters with stick and terrier bar escape, or wavy ferret leaps, encroach and seed again, rat, roommate, unreconciled. Stars disperse. We two, further from neighbors, now the year ages. Thank you. Zurich. Icicles gone. Slur, ratio, tone, chime, dilute what's done as a flute clarifies song. Trembling phrase fading to pause, then glow. Solstice past, year's end crescendo. Winter wrings pigment from petal and slough, but thin light lays white next red on sea crow wing. Gruff soul cormorant whose grief turns carnival, even a bangle of birds to bind sleeve to wrist as west wind waves to east, a just perceptible greeting. Sinews ripple the weave, threads flex, slew, hues meeting, parting in way blue haze. Mist sets lace of frost on rock for the tides to mangle. Day is wreathed in what summer lost. Conger skipped at the ebb. Lobster neither will I take, nor troll row of its like for salmon. Let bass sleep. Gentles brisk, skim gray, group a nosegay jostling on cast flesh, frisk and composed decay to side shot with flame, unresting bluebottle wing. Sing, strewing the notes on the air as ripples skip in a shallow, go bare. The shore is adorned with pungent weed, loudly filtering sand and sea. Silver blades of surf fall crisp on rustling grit, shaping the shore as a mason fondles and shapes his stone. Shepherds follow the link. Sweet turf studded with thrift. Fell-born men of precise instep, leading demure dogs from Tweed and Till and Tividale, with hair combed back from the muzzle, dogs from Reedsdale and Cokendale, taught by Wilson or Telfer. Their teeth are white as birch, slow under black fringe of silent, accurate lips. The ewes are heavy with lamb. Snow lies bright on hedgehog and tacky mud about till where the fells have stepped aside, and the river praises itself, silence by silence sits, and then is diffused in now. Light lifts from the water, frost has put rowan down, a russet blotch of bracken tousled about the trunk. Bleached sky, cirrus reflects sun that has left nothing to badger eyes. Young flutes, harps touched by a breeze, drums and horns escort Aldebaran, low in the clear east, beckoning boats to the fishing. Capella floats from the north, with shields hung on his gunwale. That is no dinghy's lantern occulted by the swell. Betelgeuse calling behind him to Rigel. Starlight is almost flesh. straits, rings next the post of the heart, clang, the horn has majesty, flutes flicker in the draft and flare. Orion strides over farm, seals shuffle and bark, terns shift on their ledges, watching Capella steer for the zenith, and Procyon starts his climb. Furthest, fairest things, stars, free of our humbug, each his own, the longer known, the more alone, wrapped in emphatic fire, roaring out to a black flue. Each spark trills on a tone beyond chronological compass, yet in a sextant's bubble, crescent and firm, places a surveyor's stone or steadies a tiller. Then is now. The star you steer by is gone, its tremulous thread spun in the hurricane, spider floss on my cheek. Light from the zenith spun when the slow worm lay in her lap. 50 years ago. The sheets are gathered and bound, the volume indexed and shelved, dust on its marbled leaves. Lofty, an empty coop, silent but for bees. Fingertips touch. And were still 50 years ago. Sirius is too young to remember. Sirius glows in the wind. Sparks on ripples mark his line. Lures for spent fish. 50 years, a letter unanswered. A visit postponed for 50 years. She has been with me 50 years. Starlight quivers. I had day enough for love uninterrupted night. Thank you. a strong song tows us long ear sick. Blind we follow rain slant spray flick to fields we do not know. Night float us, offshore wind shout, ask the sea what's lost, what's left. What horn sunk, what crown adrift? Where we are, who knows, of kings who sup while day fails? Who, swinging his axe to fell kings, guesses where we go?